What a great word picture. All the earth will shout your praise. Wow. Well, it's great to be back with you this week. And I have a quick question for you this morning. I want to put an image up on the screen. And I want to ask you this question. What comes to mind when you see this image? Go ahead and make a comment on the Facebook feed if you want. But what comes to mind when you see this image? Now, I know for some of you, you may go back to seventh grade math class. And unfortunately, I think I may have just lost you for the next 15 minutes. For others, this image conjures up a picture in our head of maybe our financial portfolio. This fancy image, most of you know, but it is what we call a pie chart. And essentially, this pie chart shows us how much value we place on a particular person, place, or thing. And the question I want to pose to you this morning is, how strong is your global portfolio? How strong is your global portfolio? In other words, think of each of those slices of the pie. How committed are we to praying for another people group around the world? Are we financially invested in seeing the gospel move out into the world? Do we spend a significant amount of time maybe researching and becoming more aware of another country around the world? Later this morning, you're going to hear from Michelle Matzik, our Global Outreach Director, and she's going to give some more specific ways that we can perhaps strengthen our global portfolio this morning. But here at Davisville, we value global outreach. We value it in a number of different ways. For instance, when we look at our budget, our annual budget, over $330,000 is earmarked for global outreach. That equates to north of 22% of our annual budget that is given directly to global outreach. And you think of some of the other things that show a strong portfolio here at Davisville. There is a commitment to a formal commitment to 40-plus missionary partners doing work all around the world, in the United States and around the world. Every year, there are short-term teams who head out on trips for 1 week, 2 weeks, perhaps 3 weeks at a time to different countries. This summer is no different, where we have planned trips to New York, Canada, Alaska, and Cambodia. Now, obviously, all of those things are up in the air at this moment with what's going on in our world, but there's a strong commitment to send out teams to these countries. And lastly, we have an active leadership team. There is a group of people who meet regularly to pray for, to think through, to help us as a church take next steps to strengthen our global portfolio. And so this begs the question, why? Why is it worth strengthening our global portfolio? And I want to tell you this, it all begins with our mission, influencing people to fully follow Jesus. Fully following Jesus is a lifelong pursuit of aligning God's priorities with our priorities in our heart. And what I want to communicate this morning is God's priority for global outreach. So let me give you three reasons why I believe this is so important and worth the effort. Number one, our God is a God of the nations. You cannot read the scriptures from cover to cover and miss the unignorable global perspective that God has throughout the scriptures. Let me read a few passages for you here this morning. In Genesis chapter 26, when God is speaking to Abraham, he says, "Through your offspring, all nations will be blessed." He goes on in Genesis 49 when he talks to Abraham's great-grandson, Judah, and he's talking about this man, Judah, and he says, "The obedience of the nations shall be his," speaking of someone who will come from the future line of Judah, that there will be a once and for all king where all the nations will obey him. In Psalm chapter 9, the psalmist writes, "Proclaim among the nations what he has done, Further on in Psalm 46, you read, God says this, I will be exalted among the nations. A promise. Don't miss that. I will be exalted among the nations. In Zechariah chapter 9, speaking of the future king, he goes on to say, he will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. In Malachi chapter 1, he goes on to say, my name will be great among the nations. From where the sun rises to where it sets, in every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to me because my name will be great among the nations. You see, you cannot read the scriptures and miss God's desire to know and love all people. And for that reason, we ought to develop a stronger global portfolio. You see, a second reason is this, is that it is a matter of obedience. When we read through the scriptures again, we find it's a matter of obedience to have a strong global perspective. There's six letters in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the letter of Acts, the actions of the church, and Revelation. These six, there's more letters in the New Testament, obviously, but these six letters capture a firsthand experience or encounter with the risen Lord Jesus. And all of these particular letters point to God's heart for the nations, but they also provide instruction for the follower of Jesus that cannot be ignored. That God is calling us to partner with him to bring the good news that Jesus is alive and that Jesus can provide a relationship between God and man. You see, throughout these six letters, Jesus gave some pretty specific instruction. Let me quickly overview some of these things he said. In Matthew chapter 28, we find Jesus say this again, go and make disciples of all nations. In Luke chapter 24, when Jesus, after Jesus dies and appears before his disciples and he's talking with them, he says this in Luke 24, he says, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name, get this, to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In John chapter 20, Jesus said this, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. The idea, I'm sending you out. In Acts chapter 1, we read this, that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You get this idea that Jesus is telling his disciples, I am sending you out. And let me look briefly at the most straightforward of these, what we call commissioning passages of Jesus to his disciples. And in Mark chapter 16, he says to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. You see, Jesus' words are not suggestive. They were at that time, and they still are today, authoritative and instructional. In order to fully follow Jesus, we acknowledge that developing a global portfolio is a matter of obedience, not preference. And so what I really want you to understand here this morning is this, is that God is doing amazing things all around the world. And you and I, we get to be part of it. Just recently, we heard some stories of a small church in West Asia, a church plant of maybe 30 people prior to the pandemic hitting the world. And they were a growing church, excited about their numbers, but as the pandemic hit, they have now found themselves reaching 1,700 people as a result of this. Or in the nation of Spain, there was a small church there getting excited about a marketing campaign to let people know about what's happening in their church and kind of spreading the word, and they created these great flyers and were getting them out to their community, and they were super excited about unveiling the things that they were doing in Spain. And and the pandemic hit. And all of a sudden, their hearts filled with sadness, thinking, we just invested so much energy in telling people to come to this place, and this place no longer exists. And so as sadness filled their heart, it wasn't too long until their phone started to ring. And it would ring again and ring again. And what they realized is that they put their phone number on those flyers that they handed out, and they were fielding phone call after phone call of people looking for hope in these difficult moments in time. And they got to unpack the truth of who Jesus is and what he's doing in this world with them. Some pretty neat things that are happening. Now, recently, we reached out to many of our global partners here at Davisville, and we asked them to provide a video for us to let us know what's happening in kind of in their neck of the woods as they're facing this global pandemic and the challenges that it's bringing to their particular ministry and things that we can begin to pray for. And we're going to show just a few of those clips here in just a moment. But as you watch these, I want you to listen to the unique challenges they're facing around the world. And let's get a sneak peek into what God is doing. So let's check out this first video from Bolivia.
Right now, those are the kind of places where everybody wears masks, where other places it's more hit or miss.
Isn't it interesting to hear how different countries are handling some of the challenges of the pandemic? But I can't imagine being able to get out of our house just one day a week on a specific day, specific time to go out and do some grocery shopping, let alone to have to do that grocery shopping by hopping on my bicycle and traveling 15 minutes to the nearest store to get that food, or wheeling the wheelbarrow around the streets to do such a thing. Or think of those in Cambodia, the factory workers who are working 7 days a week, and they're told if they're going to leave their work to go see their family on a significant holiday for them, that they would face significant discipline for such actions. You think about those different stresses, and certainly here in the United States, we have our stressors, and life has certainly changed. But when we take a global perspective, we begin to see some of the circumstances are a little more extreme that some people are working through. And it makes me think about how those individuals handle the different stresses that they face on a daily basis. How does that stress shape their worldview about who God is and what he's doing in the world today? You see, this leads to the third reason that we ought to develop a strong global portfolio, and that is this: the need is great. The need is great. When we think about what's happening on a global scale and the way people are being challenged and pushed and the things that they're thinking through and wrestling with in their own hearts and minds. You see, the scriptures tell us that God has put eternity in the hearts of all men and women. He's placed that in there, and we're wired to want a relationship with God. We're designed to desire something beyond ourselves. And throughout history, mankind has sought that in all sorts of different ways. In fact, the scriptures in Psalm 135, they tell us this. The psalmist writes, "The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak, eyes, but they cannot see, ears, but they cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouth. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them." You see, this statement here, the psalmist, is true not just of other nations, it's true of our own personal hearts. We are guilty of this. We are guilty of fashioning false idols before God at times. But others do that as well. And there's a desire within us to seek something outside of us because God placed it in us. And so the need is great to communicate the message of truth about Jesus' death and his resurrection and the provision of the forgiveness of sins for all mankind that Jesus accomplished on the cross. The need is great. And if you don't believe me, then perhaps this short little video will give us a sobering view of people reaching for something beyond themselves. Let's check out this short little video from our global partner in Cambodia.
Thank you. All right, let's try that again. Hello, everyone. I love that video because I think that it demonstrates no matter who you are, no matter where you live, when life gets difficult, you're going to put your hope and trust into something. As believers in Jesus, we know where our hope and trust, our peace comes from. But what a great reminder that there are still so many people around the world who do not know the name of Jesus. This morning, I want to spend a couple minutes sharing a little bit about an area of the world where Cambodia is actually located. It's called the 1040 window. The 1040 window is a region of great gospel need. It is the rectangular area of North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, between 10 and 40 degrees north latitude, covering 68 countries. Two-thirds of the world's population, or 5 billion people, live in this area. This area includes a majority of the world's Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists, and home to most of the world's poor. Over 80% of the people in this region live on less than a few hundred dollars per year. That's very sad, but even more tragic is that many people in this area will never hear the gospel. They have no access to the gospel. 3 out of 5 people in this region will never hear the name of Jesus. You may be wondering why. Well, there are no churches. There are no believers. There are no missionaries. There are no Bibles. There's no way for them to hear. So there is a great gospel need in this region. As many of you know, Davisville has a rich history in missions. We have been supporting missionaries for decades, sending people around the world to share the love of Jesus. But we wanted to consider where God might be leading us as a church in the area of missions in the coming years. So myself and some of the Go team met, and we started working through the question of what does God want to accomplish in the world through Davisville Church? In order to answer that question, we read, we researched, we learned, we talked to people, but most of all, we prayed. And we spent a lot of time praying, asking the Lord to guide us as we worked through that question. And after many months, we believe the Lord is leading us as a church to focus our global outreach efforts in taking the name of Jesus to the nations represented in the 1040 window. Our desire is to see the gospel advance to the ends of the earth and to all people. Revelation 7:9 says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb." Clearly, God is calling all people, nations, and languages to faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we need to obey that command to make disciples of all nations. I'd encourage you to consider what your role would be in helping to fulfill that great commission. We care about the people in the 1040 window because God cares and loves them just as much as he loves you and me. I look forward to sharing more over the coming months as we unpack a little bit more of our vision. But in the meantime, I would really encourage you to check out the hub. There is a card called Global Outreach, and you will find some resources and ways to learn more about the 1040 window. I mentioned there are 68 countries. Be great to check out those countries, see how many of those you can locate, and just learn a little bit more. I would also ask that you would pray. Would you pray for the Global Outreach team as we meet and make decisions and try to move forward in this desire to reach those in the 1040 window? And finally, As you pray, would you also pray for the more than 3 billion people in the world who still do not know Jesus? Pray also that the Lord would send more workers to these people. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Right now, there's so much uncertainty in the world, but there's also great hope. There's hope when we come together to pray, because in Christ, we are one church and we're one family. We're going to do something a little different for the next couple minutes, and you have the opportunity to watch a few video clips of our missionaries, and they're sharing some prayer requests. And we are going to watch a couple of those clips, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray at home on your own. If you're by yourself or with other people, you can pray in your heart, pray out loud. But we're going to just have a minute to 2 minutes where you can just hear these requests, take them before the Lord. Our first set of videos will be from our missionaries in Europe. After we watch those, we'll come back, and then we're going to see a video from Cambodia, do the same thing again, and then I will close us in prayer. Let's take a look at the first set of videos.
We're thankful that that you might be interested in praying for us.
Hi.
Okay, so we would ask if you just spend some time praying, lifting up these requests before the Lord. And if you have access to the hub, the prayer requests you just heard are on the hub card called Global Outreach. So feel free to use your device if that's nearby and you want to access those prayer requests. But if we can just take another minute or two and pray for Europe, let's do that now. Okay, thank you. Now we're going to watch a video from Pat and Jeannie Hartsfield in Cambodia. After this video, we will take another couple minutes and pray for the country of Cambodia and all of our missionaries. You heard from the Gabriels and Chelsea Voster today as well. So we're going to lift them all up to prayer in just a couple minutes. Let's watch the next video.
Pray for our family.
Father, I thank you for each of these missionaries. We thank you for their partnership over the years. Thank you, God, that the gospel cannot be quarantined. We know that each of their ministries looks very different than it did just 8 weeks ago. We thank you for technology and that the way it has helped all of us to stay connected. But we pray for patience, as we know it has its challenges and limitations and can be a very tiring way of doing ministry. We pray for your timing, God, that they would be able to resume face-to-face interaction with those in their communities that they are serving. God, I pray for each of their health. Lord, I pray you give them perseverance and strength to endure these as well as other challenges that they face. I pray for divine wisdom and discernment in ministry and decision-making. I pray they will hear your voice clearly, and no matter the circumstances, they'll be filled with the peace that passes all understanding. May they draw closer to you and be filled with your Holy Spirit. I pray for those that do not know you in each of these countries, as well as the many other countries around the world, especially in the 1040 window. I pray that any barriers that would keep them from following you would be removed by the power of your Holy Spirit. I ask for hearts that are receptive and open to the gospel. I pray for more workers to go to these hard-to-reach places. Lord, we pray for our leaders and all the leaders around the world who are making decisions. Give them great wisdom and surround them with wise counselors. God, we know you are sovereign. 2 Timothy reminds us that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. May we remember this in the coming days and weeks, and may we have the opportunity to share that truth with others. Lord, help us to seek you more diligently, and may we read your word more faithfully, and may we consider more deeply our role in the Great Commission and the command you give us to go. Help us to be still and listen to your voice. We love you, Lord. We pray this all in your name. Amen. Earlier, Matt mentioned that Davisville's mission is to fully follow Jesus. That may or may not mean going to another country, but what it does mean for all of us is that we need to begin to develop and strengthen our global portfolio. Can I encourage you this week to take some time to consider one way that you can strengthen your commitment to God's global mission? Also, be sure to check out the hub for the resources to learn more about the 1040 window. Our full missionary videos will be there as well from the people you heard from today, and I encourage you to check those out. Thanks for being with us today. It was great to be together. Have a great week.